Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you been hurting from addiction? Past hurts? Fear? Insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. Familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven, 30 minutes, dinner served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, I can't do that. I blew that. I'll never try that again. We think, I messed up last time I did it. I ain't doing that no more. I've learned my lesson. No, 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 no. The devil beats your brains out, but it's okay. You've got the victory. So that sounds like an oxymoron. Well, things in the kingdom don't make sense to me all the time. But I know the word is true. I mean, you know, whenever we say we messed it up, heaven is saying, no, it don't matter. The stain's washed away. God looks down and sees you cleansed. He sees the stain washed away. God's saying, I don't see it anymore. I don't know what you're talking about. The stain has been washed away. There's no more iniquity. There's no evidence of the iniquity. You don't have to carry the shame of what you did anymore. Amen. That's good news for some of us here this morning. Because shame has dictated our life and kept us in a box. Your sins have been forgiven. Somebody say forgiven. Forgiven. Listen, I really believe some of us need to quit identifying ourselves with where we were. Develop who we are instead of letting God be God in our lives and Him develop who we are. That's our human nature. That's fallen nature. But God wants to be God in our lives. You might have been an alcoholic. You might have been a drug addict. You might have been lost. You might have been condemned. Guess what? It's washed away. Somebody say it's washed away. Guilt, shame, and the third one is condemnation. Condemnation is other people trying to make you pay the price they think you ought to pay for what you did. They figure you out and put you in a little imaginary box and they go, oh, that's Charlie. We know how he is. We know exactly what he'll do. Y'all think you know the members of your family like that. Well, that's just the way they are. We get that way. Condemnation is when somebody messes up. They even repent. They'll come to you and say, oh, please forgive me. I really blew it. But I mean, a lot of times God will forgive them, wash the stain away, but people in the church won't. People in the church size them up, label them, mark them, and file them. And then when they see them again, that little register pops up in there. Oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. They did this, this, and that. Instead of looking at them and go, oh, there's so-and-so, the redeemed of the Lord. Praise God, brother. I see the redeemed of the Lord. I see the redeemed of the Lord sitting here this morning. People in church said, well, they really didn't seem like they were very sorry for what they did. I know they asked me to forgive them, and I have. But they just don't seem very sorry about it, so I'm just not talking to them. Somebody said, that's at the church down the road. I told them I forgave them, but now they act like they never did anything. They're just going on living their life like there's no problem. Well, duh. That's what forgiveness is. And how many know when we mess up, oh, forgive me, brother, I really blew it, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I'll make it up to you, forgive me. But when somebody messes up to us, we got the memory of an elephant. And you know who's the most guilty? Husbands and wives. Mess up again, then the whole drawer comes open. Files are spread out on the dining room table. Boxes are stacked in the corner. The husband's walking around like the prosecuting attorney. Your Honor, God, this woman that you gave me. Ain't nobody here, amen? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this your sins are forgiven not only means I am restoring your relationship and I'm removing the stain, but it also means I'm canceling your debt. There is nothing owed. There is nothing owed. Your debt has been canceled. You know what that means? We don't understand what that means in our society today because when we have a mortgage and we can't pay it, the debt still hangs out there. And we still owe the debt. And we got three credit bureaus reminding us that we still owe the debt. And we have this arbitrary number that goes way up high to very low, and they score you on whether or not you have debt. Our whole society is about telling you you're in debt. You say, well, how do you know? Well, what's your beacon score? That's your debt score. We live in a debt mentality of society. The whole nation's in debt. Kim said, buy American. Where are you going to buy it? We're in Cracker Barrel. She's going, look, these are genuine Cracker Barrel tools. I said, they're all made in China. Oh, no, they're not. This is the Cracker Barrel store. Turn it over. Made in China. I got news for you. Santa's Workshop's not in North Pole. It's in Beijing. And it's not elves, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bunch of 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-old little kids building toys. And that's sad. I don't know how I got off on that.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How many understand you cannot owe yourself a debt? You can't owe yourself a debt. You can't borrow money from yourself. I'm going to take the food budget and go down and blow it at Walmart on a fishing rod. You can't do that because the truth is you ain't going to collect the debt against yourself. How are you going to collect the debt against yourself? You can't do it, amen? And if you could, you probably wouldn't pay yourself back anyway. Come on, amen? You certainly ain't going to turn yourself into collections. I need to call this credit bureau and report myself. I borrowed some money from my checking account last week. I didn't put it back. I think you need to knock my score down 5 points. Pastor, you're being silly. A debt is owed to somebody else. It's not owed to you, it's owed to somebody else. There's a debt to the society. You owe a debt to the bank. You owe a debt to your mortgage company. Debt. That's what debt means. It means that you owe it. And guess what? In Colossians chapter 2, Paul said that when Jesus went to the cross, he got every single thing that you owed. He took all the debt that you owed and all the debt that you would never, ever be able to pay. And he took that debt and he nailed it to a tree. And your debt has been canceled. You don't owe it. It's a canceled debt. Everything you've ever done, everything you'll ever do, the debt has been canceled. Amen? He said, yes, you're guilty. Yes, you're shameful. Yes, you need me. But guess what? Your debt has been canceled. My God. He said, I didn't just stamp it paid in full. I tore it up. I put it in the shredder. I burned it. I went into the evidence locker downtown heaven and opened up the door and went in there and pulled all the evidence out that was against you. And I looked at all that evidence and I said, yeah, you're guilty. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, you're sinful. But I took that evidence that I had that said that's what you were and I destroyed it. So there's not one trace of evidence against you anymore. You are debt free. Come on, somebody say, I'm debt free. Nobody can find it. The devil don't even got evidence against you. He just spurts it out of his mouth at you. If he can convince you to believe that you owe a debt, then he's going to tell you you owe a debt. That's why he's called the great deceiver. So now the challenge of my faith is to live out my life based on what Jesus has provided for me. Based on the perspective that he has given me. And I have to have a vision for my life. In other words, in heaven it's a done deal, but on earth it's got to manifest in my life. That's why I'm constantly becoming. I'm constantly becoming in the natural. I'm constantly moving in the natural to what I already am in the spiritual. God's developing it in me. The Spirit of God is working in me because I'm beginning to see myself the way God sees me. That's why it's not a works thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a super. That's based on belief and not what you do. Somebody say supernatural. He said, I write to you, little children, your sins are forgiven. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. How do I know I'm growing, Pastor? How do I know I'm becoming mature? I just say this to you this morning. Most Christians never get beyond the threshold of salvation. They never get past that. They never get beyond the revelation of Jesus being God's Son. They only see Him as a Savior, and they never understand what having a relationship with Jesus is like to have Him as Lord. They see Him as a Santa Claus in the sky, the giver of blessings. Come on, somebody. And they end up spending their whole life struggling, their whole Christian walk struggling. Because they never grow up from being babes. Amen? Does anybody here know what I'm talking about? How many of you understand that when he wrote them, he said, the reason you have overcome the wicked one is because the word abides in you. Somebody say, the word abides in me. It's the word that sustains us. It's the truth, the revealed truth of His Word that keeps us through that place. When we get mature in the Word, when we live in the Word, when we study the Word, when the Word becomes operational in our life, and we begin to make decisions for our life based on the Word, not based on our judgment. It's when you've been to hell and back, and you have some victories. That's when you know you've been matured. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about going through tough storms of life and you've come out on the other side not being a quitter. Too many people today in the church quit. Don't quit. Never give up. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your children. Never give up. That's how we move on into maturity. Somebody say, I got to fight. When you go through the storms of life and you come out on the other side, more determined, more faith, more courage, then you know that you're maturing. But if you come out on the other side of the storm and you're saying, I can't take this Christian thing, I can't handle this stuff, I can't get to church, I can't get out of the bed, then guess what? You're going backwards. You're still a baby. You're not maturing in the things of God for your life. You're being a victim instead of being victorious. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It didn't do you in, you done it in. You stood the test, amen? Everybody around you thought you were going down, but praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You come out the other side and your muscles were bigger. Your back was stronger. Your mind was clearer. Your faith was extraordinary. And you don't look like you used to look. You become better instead of bitter. My God. Somebody say, I got to get some victories. Some people say, well, I'm not under attack. I'm so spiritual. I haven't been under attack in a long time. I just float from glory cloud to glory cloud. Listen, I wouldn't take that as a good sign. If you haven't been under attack from the enemy, it's probably because he doesn't see you as a threat. Come on, you ought to consider that. Amen? Any defensive lineman will tell you that wherever the ball is on the football field, that's where the pressure is. If nobody's tackling you and nobody's hitting you, then chances are you're not around where the ball is. If you're on the line and the pressure ain't coming to you, then the ball's probably behind you. Come on, somebody. How do you know what I'm talking about? People get in and go, this is, I think I miss God. This is too much pressure. There's no money in the ministry. Hey, they can't even make payroll half the time. What am I doing here? This, they got to be out of God's will. No. You're in the midst of a miracle that's about to take place around the corner of your life if you'll stay in faith. Come on, somebody. If you're feeling a little bit of pressure today, it might be a sign that your miracle is about to pop into your life and take you to a higher dimension of living than you could ever dream of. My God. I get tired of baby Christians coming to me. God called me to be here, Pastor. I have this gift and this gift and this gift, and God wants me to come alongside. That's wonderful. Go to them a month later. Man, we need to really pray for the finances. We don't have our payroll. Oh, Pastor. Get a call the next day. Pastor, I just feel like God's moving me on. The destiny of my life is in a place where there's not so much struggle. The struggle, Pastor, the struggle is a sign that you might not be doing things right. Well, go on. Because I've learned in my life that the things that make me stronger and the things that make me happier and the things that cause my faith to grow and the things that build courage and the things that see vision come into my life and see the extraordinary move into the ordinary are when we stand the test of the battle in the face of the battle and we declare that our God is greater, our God is mightier, our God is stronger, and there is nothing that can withstand His power. You cannot live in the supernatural and be an extraordinary Christian fighting ordinary battles. Will not happen. It's at the church down the road. You're going to come here? Expect battles. Expect to have to stand in faith for $30,000 and $40,000 miracles every month to get it done. Expect to have to stand in faith for a school that will reach into the bottomless pit of society in Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie and grab kids up out and put a gospel in them that they otherwise would not have heard. Expect battle, because when you do that in the face of the enemy of your soul, he's not going to take it lying down. My God. Can I just commend our staff? I put a letter out 3-4 weeks ago that said, we will not have payroll December 1st, barring a miracle from God. Our billing is out. Our statements are out. We've done the math. We don't have our mortgage payment. We don't have our payroll tax, and we don't have payroll. Pray. How many know that one of our teachers, not one of our staff members said, God, so that's it. I can't take it no more. You ain't got money to pay me. I'm going to get another job. Every one of them came to work and worked knowing there wasn't going to be a paycheck December 1st. Come on, somebody. By faith. Can I just tell you, we make payroll December 1st? I don't know how. I can't even do the math. It's been running through my head. It's confusing to me. But God did it. Because we have a determined bunch of people down here in this ministry, on this staff, that will say, I ain't going nowhere. God called me here, paycheck or no paycheck. Come hell or high water, I'm going to the other side. Come on, amen. Sometimes you've got to face your giants. You can't expect Goliath to come out and go, oh, you scared me. Goliath ain't going to come out and do that. Goliath is going to come out and taunt you and mock you and ridicule you and put you down and tell you it'll never happen and tell you you're good for nothing and tell you you missed the call of God and tell you you're out of the will of God and tell you you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I've got news for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That giant's head has rolled. Come on, off with his head. I mean, David out there in the pasture had to know how to kill a lion and a bear. Every shepherd boy had to know how to do that. But sometime he had to come to a point when he looked up at a giant and he said, buddy, you're going down. I don't care how big you are. I don't care what kind of armor you got. I don't care how strong you say you are. I don't care how much army you got behind you. You're going down today. I got a little sling, and I got five smooth stones, and I got the power of God on the inside of me, and you're going down, buddy. Come on, that's the faith of an overcomer.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'm Pastor Jason Bumgardner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.